From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Highly contagious avian influenza has infected or killed wild and domestic birds in 29 states. Maurice Petesky, a poultry specialist at the School of Veterinary Medicine at the University of California, Davis, is now urging commercial and backyard chicken owners to take precautions. He recommends preventing chickens and other poultry from exposure to waterfowl and wild birds that may carry the infection. The bird flu doesn't affect humans. A U.S. District Court approved a consent decree agreement between Growth Energy and the EPA that requires EPA to finalize its 2020-22 renewable volume obligations no later than June 3rd. The consent decree follows Growth Energy's multiple notices of intent to sue and a complaint in federal district court in response to the agency's extended delay in issuing the RVOs. The RVOs for 2022 were due November 30th. Senate Ag Committee members heard from the beef industry regarding the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President Ethan Lane says what is being proposed concentrate on what works in one region. It simply doesn't work for the rest of the country. NCBA opposes the government mandate that could potentially result in fewer marketing opportunities and less incentive for producers to invest in genetics and innovative production techniques that lead to higher quality beef. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.